If it's the 10 o'clock hour, that means it's time for us to start off the 10 o'clock hour here on Robinhood Radio with Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallahan. SportingACause.com is his website where you'll find his blog, but also a chronological calendar, a listing of events that are all fundraisers and somehow, some way, are sports related. And we bring in Willie Hallahan this morning. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Marshall. It's nice to return to some sense of normalcy, if I can even use that word anymore, you know, with the storm cleanup, and bit by bit, power comes back on. As we spoke of, I got my internet back on just 2 days ago. We're getting back to normal, and that's a good thing.
I love it when people say, okay, I lost my internet service for 10 days. They'll say, well, we'll give you a $10 refund. No, give me a third off my bill because...
Yeah. How generous of them, right?
You know, and when you're looking at a business like our business, we have three different high-speed accounts that are each... that each come in about $300 a month because we need the speed and the bandwidth.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at $900 a month and you miss 10 days, guess what, folks? You know, give us $300 off. We're not here to complain. We're here to explain.
That's exactly. Yeah. By the way, I went through double, three times at $10 just driving around looking for Wi-Fi to connect. Anyway, we're back, and it's all good. Today, there's some things to talk about. Over at the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club, they've started sporadically holding events, and there's the Matt Holderman Memorial Zombie Shoot going on over there. It's both a pistol and shotgun competition. They have their events on Sundays, typically, and it's a $10 registration. And it's good to see. They'll be making a decision one of these days soon about the turkey shoots, which always start about a month and a half before Thanksgiving. That's become it's a long-standing tradition with a lot of rod and gun clubs. So anyway, to see this going on just gives me hope that yet one more small step towards normalcy. Also today is the Race for Life BMX race over at the Foothills BMX facility in Torrington. A lot of people don't even know this exists, but it's a park and a course for BMX bicycles. It's a bicycle venue where they run on dirt tracks, and there are hills and jumps and hairpin turns and all that stuff. And it's very popular, and they pretty much race every Sunday. And a handful of those events are fundraisers, and this is one of them. I hope to get over there today myself and take some pictures and maybe some video. Yesterday should have been the Josh Billings Runaground up in Great Barrington. This is a major, long-time event that's very popular with triathletes. And they were holding out for the longest time, planning to run it in an altered way, but it was so vast, and even restricting it, there'd be too many people, too much gathering, and they just finally decided can't do it. But people can do it virtually, and the fundraising effort is a split between the Berkshire Humane Society and the Berkshire United Way. They're very adamant about people, whether they can run virtually or just support the causes to donate to both the Berkshire Humane and the Berkshire United Way. The Isaiah Lamb golf tournament should have been today, and that was canceled. They canceled some time ago, and they've already got their date for next year, June 12th, 2021. The Aaron Shanley Memorial 5K over New York State was been switched to virtual, and they, too, are asking people to fundraise or donate to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Another one, this is a sad cancellation. The Jimmy's Run is an event that's been run up in the Pittsfield area. It's a motorcycle rally type of event, and it supports the Berkshire Kids Place, which is a great organization. I've spoken of it before. They help children who have suffered from sexual or physical abuse, and they do great work for healing those kids. And they also had a golf tournament earlier in the year that they had to cancel. And they've decided to cancel the run as well. So, but they're aiming towards next year to gear up. Monday, this coming Monday, is the Goshen Fire Company Golf Tournament at the Torrington Country Club. And although I list it, it's full. It's fully subscribed, and that's good to see. I mean, in past years, I've seen a decline in attendance in some of the golf tournaments because there's so many of them. And this year, with so many of them canceled, and some of them restricting the number of people who come, it's good to see them fill up. And also, I think with the success of the Ancrum Fire Company golf tournament last week, and this past week, the Sharon Sprint Triathlon, we're starting to see events being held with alterations and some restrictions. But it seems like they're held safely, and that bodes well moving forward, because I think organizers can breathe a little easier seeing that events are being pulled off and done so successfully that you know, it's going to work out. I think there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And going back to the calendar, jumping ahead a week, plus the Saturday the 29th, the Insane Inflatable 5K has gone virtual. This is an event. It's a crazy event. They've held it at the Dutchess County Fairgrounds in the past, and basically they use bounce house kind of structures, and you have to run through them. It's for kids and adults, but it's a gas, and that's been altered substantially. And also up in the Great Barrington area, the second annual Run for Uns, it's oddly named, but it's a 5K run-walk that's being run in honor of Chris Unsworth, who was a beloved cross-country coach up at Monument Mountain High School. He passed away. And they're running their 5K to raise money for a scholarship in his name. And as I say, it's being run virtually. Sign up and get a T-shirt, or just sign up and donate, and run on that day. That's the 29th. And the next day, on the 30th, the Harlem Valley Rail Ride has been canceled. They had altered their date from earlier in the season to the 30th, and were planning to pull it off. And they just decided just recently that they just couldn't do it. You know, there's too many, even though a bicycle ride, people spread out to their gathering places and involve camping and so forth, and they just decided, you know what, we can't do it. So they're aiming towards next year. And a few other changes, the Relay for Life in the Berkshires finally announced they had postponed their walk and the appendage to be determined about the new date, and they finally landed on October 3rd. I don't know any details. I'm from what I can see, it's going to be run as a regular walk, but that could change. One thing I've seen, Marshall, is the fluidity of what's going on these days. People are they want desperately to hold their events. They're watching reading the newspapers and watching the reports about COVID cases and trying their darndest to pull these off. Sometimes they can, depending on the kind of event it is. Sometimes they can't. But at least the Relay for Life in the Berkshires is back on, and I'll report on the details as they come out. The Relay for Life in Poughkeepsie at Marist College, that's been canceled. They finally canceled that. They weren't saying for a while. But they're aiming towards April of 2021 for theirs. And the Relay for Life at Litchfield Middle School, is on. It always has been. Their date has stayed, and they're still planning on doing it. I think it will come with alterations, but we'll see. And, Marshall, with just a little over 2 weeks left, it's going to be Labor Day weekend, and that'll be the historic festival at Lime Rock Park. I'm seeing some conflicting information about that. It's a 4-day thing. It's, starting on Thursday and going through Sunday. They get all kinds of different things. Some, I believe, are going to be spectator-free. Some are going to be restricted spectators. And with this fluidity that I spoke of, with things changing so quickly, I think you can see a news report, a press release, or whatever, and it's taking time to catch up on their website. In other words, they're not as quick as they should be maybe updating the information. So there's confusion all over the place, and but I'll get that all straightened out. Maybe by next Sunday, I can talk authoritatively about what's happening in Lime Rock over the Labor Day weekend.
Well, you know, I think what they have to also hold off on is that within the next 2 weeks, there might be changes in the way the state allows people to congregate outside in crowd size. I think they're just waiting for final information from the state on that, and then they'll decide how they'll hold it or if they'll hold it. It's coming up on Labor Day. And one final thing to add, the Falls Village Pool has to close today. Today is the final day for the Falls Village Pool because lifeguards are all college students. Those college students have got to go back to school 2 weeks early so they can quarantine in place. And there's not enough lifeguards. So actually, the pool in Falls Village will close for the summer today, which is the earliest ever.
Wow, that's crazy. And a place like Lime Rock, as you say, they're subject to Connecticut rules. I know I've read recently that the Connecticut Governor Lamont is talking about maybe loosening the in-restaurant attendance, which would be great. But a place like Lime Rock has to also worry about people traveling from out of state. You know, the whole quarantine thing. You know, how does that impact?
That's the whole thing. They have to wait and get the final order from the state, find out what states are quarantined, which ones are not, and tie that all together. I don't give Skip Barber and his crew. I give them all the credit in the world for hanging in there and trying to get this worked out. It's going to be interesting to see if we can get this this weekend off, because this is really a huge, huge weekend, and everybody in the area, not only the people that come to race and show off their cars, enjoys it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Marshall, we'll see what happens in the next week.
All right. If you're going to go out and golf today, golf safely and put the mask on your driver.
Okay. Maybe it'll help.
All right, Willie, take care.
Thanks, Marshall. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause, sportingacause.com on the web.